And it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Before we get to last week's challenge, I understand you have some corrections from last week's on-air puzzle.
Yeah, well, first on the on-air puzzle, I asked for the only state that follows West Virginia alphabetically. The answer was Wyoming. Well, Wyoming is indeed the last state, but Wisconsin fits between West Virginia and Wyoming. Mm. And also, I mentioned that Claire Luce was the co-founder and co-publisher of Reader's Digest. Nope, that was Lila Wallace. Claire Booth Luce was the wife of Henry Luce, who founded Time and Life magazines, and she was a noted author and political figure in her own right.
Apologies to the people of Wisconsin. Okay, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Jeremy Crane of Madison, Wisconsin. I said, name a deity in ancient mythology. The first half of the name phonetically names a common object, and the second half of the name, by spelling, names another object that's often put inside the first one. What is it? And the answer is Persephone. She was the queen of the underworld, and the parts are purse and phone.
We received over 1,700 correct responses, and the winner is Becky Mayo of Riverside, California. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. This is very thrilling.
Well, I must say, I heard that you were very excited when you got the call.
I couldn't believe it. My first question was, I get the lapel pin no matter what, right?
You went straight for the goods. I like it.
I did. I didn't want to take any chances.
How did you figure out last week's puzzle?
Well, my husband and I wrote a children's play about the constellations. And although Persephone is not a constellation, we were somewhat familiar with Greek mythology. So it just kind of came to me.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, Will and I have been great friends for 33 years. Our friendship has been a bit one-sided until now. but Will and I have grown older together for 33 years.
Wow.
We miss Leanne, but we love you, Lulu.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I'm sure Will is now excited to have a new friend that he can talk to personally. And on that note, take it away, Will.
All right, Becky, it's nice to become friends now directly. Every answer today is a word or name that has the accented syllable "li" in any spelling somewhere inside it. For example, if I said expungement, you would say deletion.
Okay.
All right, number one, a city in Ohio, sometimes called Holy.
Holy. Toledo?
Holy Toledo, is it? Supreme Court Justice Samuel.
Alito.
That's it. Pledge of blank.
Pledge of...
Something you say in school.
Allegiance.
That's it. Opposite of an atheist.
Opposite of an atheist. A believer.
Believer, is it? Island off the coast of California.
Catalina.
Catalina, is it? A resident of California's largest city.
An Angelino.
That's it.
These seem tailor-made for you.
Two California clues. One named Queen of Tejano music.
Oh, dear me. Oh, God, I don't even know what Tejano music is. Okay.
Jennifer Lopez played her. There's also a very famous singer, actress now. Her last name is Gomez.
Selena.
There you go, Selena. Good. Try this, Italian film director Federico.
Fellini.
That's it. And here's your last one. It's a two-word answer. Leonardo da Vinci painting.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa is it. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
I feel great, and I just want to thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Becky. I appreciate that.
I'm really excited for you because you are indeed going to get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Which member station do you listen to?
I listen to KOPB in Oregon, and I think we should extend our best wishes to all the people enduring the fires there.
Yeah.
Indeed, we do. Becky Mayo of Riverside, California, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both so much. What a treat.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Judy Horn of Reading, Massachusetts. Name a famous person with the initials M.C., that's M as in Mary, C as in Charles, the first initial and last name anagram to the person's field of renown. What is it? So again, famous person, initials M.C., the first initial and the last name together anagram to the person's field of renown. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master for 33 years strong, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.